James, good morning to you.
How are you doing?
Not too bad. What do you think?
I'm a taxi man. I was driving up the Lower Shangalore before Christmas 2 years ago in November, and the manhole had dropped, but it was dark and wet, and I never seen it, and drove straight into it and ridden my car off. And my insurance jumped up £800 and never got nothing.
So there was a manhole, was the cover off it, or what happened?
The manhole had dropped. It's a fault with this manhole, because I remember someone putting a tire in it before, so you could have drove over it. But they were trying to say it's an act of God, because it was heavy, heavy rain. And I just think it's a disgrace.
So how much did this cost you, James?
It cost me, well, the car got rid off, so I had a claim for the car. And so I lost my no claims bonus because nobody would take responsibility. So my insurance jumped up £800, and it cost me a lot of weeks' wages coming into Christmas.
And this wrote your car off?
This wrote, yeah, the chassis bent. I went in there at about 20 mile an hour, 25 mile an hour.
Well, this is the thing, because I mentioned it earlier, I hit a pothole myself in North Belfast. I think it was in the Crumlin Road, and this thing was huge. I mean, I literally didn't know what I had hit because I didn't see it on the road. It was during the day. But the impact on the car at 20 mile an hour was still, it was, I had to stop, go out and look underneath the car to see if any damage had been done. And I think I was lucky, but that's the thing, you just don't know. And maybe you drive another 20 miles and there's a problem that creates, and you don't realise that it's from that pothole.
Yeah, well, look, the car was actually wrecked at the front. The car was smashed up bad, but it ended up right off the car. But I just think it's a disgrace. If I was to go down and hit the manhole with a hammer, who would I be responsible to? And if I broke it,
and
what's, you know what I mean?
What's the situation like at the minute, James, with that
pothole? I just talk it in the chin. The pothole's fixed, but right up there was a fault on and off, because it have used the road, and I'm sure plenty of people who know the road have used the road right and regular, and there has been faults with that pothole.
And they said that was an act of God.
An act of God. The solicitors come back and says, we're not happy to take this into court because they have a case for act of God. If you want to pay a barrister, and you may have the money to pay a barrister. So I just talk on the chin. I just think it's a disgrace. And I just, because this morning I was listening to their show, I thought I'd give you the ring about it.
I guess it's hard for them to plan for that if they're saying, look, the heavy rain is what contributed to this happening. You know, I guess it's difficult for them to step around that.
Yeah. But
doesn't help you with your car, though.
It doesn't help your situation, and it doesn't help your scenario. So it doesn't. At the end of the day, somebody has to be responsible. If it's heavy rain and somebody walks into your garden and you have a tail missing and you fall and break your leg, are you not responsible for your property or for your house insurance? Somebody's responsible for something.
Thank you, James. Robert, you work for the road service, is that right?
Yes, I do indeed, yeah.
So what do you actually do?
We actually patch the roads.
Right, so this is all your fault?
Well, yes, I tell you, believe it or not, we do get blamed for it. The man on the road is getting blamed for not repairing the potholes. The simple reason is, you have job card, we have a job card, and on every job card there's X amount of potholes to fill in.
So if you go out, Robert, and you see you're called out for one pothole on, and say, Bally, whatever road,
yes,
and you get there and you find that there are five potholes, can you fill all five in, or could you fill in the one you were told about?
I'm only allowed to fill in the one that I'm told to do. And then, like, we fill it in, some person will come across us, you know, start on at us, why are you not doing this, why are you not doing that? We're not allowed to. Because we're only allowed to do what's marked on the road, which is so silly. When you have squads driving about, you know, and you're only allowed to do one, two, three potholes on a road, when you should be doing eight or nine, getting the road finished and away with it. It does not make sense.
Is that simply then, Robert, that you've only got a certain amount of materials with you, and if you decide, look, there's two potholes there, they only told us about one, but if I fill in both, then I'll get in trouble. If you went back to the depot, would they seriously tell you off?
Well, see, the way it works is we're on a bonus scheme. So we have to do X amount of potholes a day. And then say we have to do 30 potholes, a three-man squad, say. You'd have 90 potholes to do in that day. But as soon as you get that 90 done, you are then into a bonus scheme. And you get X amount of pence for doing a pothole. Now, if we ring up and I say, look, today, boss, there's five extra potholes on this road here. Can I do them? No. And it all boils down to money. We want to do them, you know, because we're getting that bit extra. But at the same time, they have marked one, and next door that there could be two, every bit as bad, haven't been picked up. And it's ridiculous. And then maybe a month later, you're coming back, and you're going to that same hole again where I could have had it done on the same day.
So if you were to do the extra ones when you were there, you would get paid extra. So that's, is that why the department doesn't want you to do them? Because it will then cost them more on that day, that day's budget?
Sometimes you nearly think that. That they don't want to see us earning an extra few pounds. But that's not always the case. Like, it's, the markers go out, they mark the patches, they mark what they think needs done, and leave the other ones. Now, it could be 6 months before you're back, so them other ones that we have left, what are them holes going to be like?
When it comes to the bonus scheme for you, Robert, some people would ask, you know, if you're getting paid a wage to be there, you know, if you're paid, say, for 9 to 5, then whatever you do within that is included.
Well, that's why the bonus scheme was invented, so we would work that bit harder. If I was only getting a standard wage, sure, we're not going to go out and exactly kill ourselves. Why would you?
Well, why wouldn't you?
Because you have an incentive. If you can earn extra, you have an incentive to go on.
But I guess that doesn't work, though, if they're not letting you do the extra.
No, it doesn't work, no.
You must find that you're kind of fighting a losing battle, Robert. 100,000 potholes.
Of course we are. You know, you go out there and you're actually, you know, you've maybe a wee old man comes out or an old woman comes out, can you fix this wee hole here? Sorry, we can't. I fix that hole, and someone comes out and checks what we have done that particular day. And why have you done this one? Nobody told you to do that. You know, we're getting in trouble for doing something we shouldn't be doing.
You're only
allowed to do what's marked, and that is it.
I don't envy you at all, Robert. Thank you. Fra's on the line as well. Good morning, Fra.
Yes, morning, Vinny. How are you, mate?
Okay, all right. Go ahead.
Yes, Vinny, I was phoning up just to say that, you know, our crumbling infrastructure is a mirror of our crumbling health service and education service, and it all comes down to money. And the reason why there isn't enough money, the minister talked about 10 million that he's going to invest in repairing and upgrading the roads, and yet Patsy McGlone said you're going to need between 120 and 130 million. So obviously there's a huge disparity in the amount of money available.
Well, so Patsy's been told, you know, Chris, to be fair to the minister, he didn't mention that figure to me, but so Patsy believes.
Yeah, but obviously I go from the figure that I've heard.
Sure.
Live on air from another elected member of the Assembly. But what I was going to say is, if there's this continual shortfall and finances because of austerity, well, the only way you're going to change the austerity government is to change the government. And Jeremy Corbyn and the Shadow Chancellor have both publicly stated recently that they're prepared to invest huge monies into public services in order to end Tory austerity. So while Northern Ireland's part of the United Kingdom, you know, it's incumbent on everyone here to try and push forward for a Jeremy Corbyn Labour government.
So you want to see a snap election?
Yes, because Theresa May, I mean, a part of it I don't care because it's a different, you know, jurisdiction over in Britain, but and we don't have that much influence with a very, very, very small cadre of MPs who take their seats. But yes, she wasn't elected by popular election. She was elected by the Conservative Parliamentary Party and their members. So yes, there's no reason I would push for the election.
Do you think, though,
I would push for Jeremy Corbyn to get elected.
Do you think, though, that really in Westminster, would we be top of their list of priorities, the roads in Northern Ireland, if it came to an election and things were divvied out again?
I think the answer to the question, I genuinely believe if you had a Labour socialist alternative to Tory austerity, then there is an absolute opportunity to get more money, because at the minute our Assembly is basically a super council, and at the end of every financial year they go round with a begging bowl who hasn't spent all their money, and let's see where we invest it. And as they can't raise taxes at the minute, you know, obviously how do you find that extra money short of a new government?
Okay, Fra, time will tell. Barbara's there as well. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Vinny.
What are the roads like where we are this morning?
Well, I'm just ringing in when I heard you speaking about the roads. And I live in Ballinahinch Road, off the Ballinahinch Road.
Okay.
And I come down through Kensington, which is just like an ordinary street. And it comes down onto the Ballinahinch Road. And at that corner where you turn right, I'm turning right, there's a bad pothole there. And I actually have to swerve every time when I remember about it.
Has it always been a problem, Barbara, or is it something that's...
Well, I've only noticed that this last 5 weeks.
But the roads in the area in general, Barbara, what are they like?
Well, I think the roads could be picked up a bit better too, because the roads aren't very good either. And I have another fault too, which I'm bringing up at the minute while I'm on, is the ramps on the streets. Some of the ramps has got very high, and I actually racked my exhaust on one of them.
You mean speed ramps?
Speed ramps.
Were you flying over it, Barbara?
No, I don't fly over like over 5 miles an hour. my exhaust was as lowish to the ground, and this ramp was very high.
Do you drive one of those boy racer, Barbara?
I'm not a boy racer.
No profile cars.
I am 74 next month, and I'm a very good, careful driver.
You don't drive a car with a spoiler and tinted windows and big rims?
No. I'm 74, and believe it or not, I've still got my no claims bonus.
Well, fair play to you. Barbara, it's a big topic, and I think it's something that affects most of us, unless you're lucky enough to live in an area where the street has always been bad. So we'll come back to this on the programme, I'm sure, at some point.